From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. Welcome to another hour of the very best in jazz from the past and present. Getting the hour underway with a classic track recorded in November of 1955, a quartet fronted by Hank Jones on piano, with Donald Byrd on trumpet, Eddie Jones on bass, and Kenny Clarke on drums. From the album The Hank Jones Quartet Quintet, other tracks on this release also feature a second trumpeter, Matty Dice, but it's just the quartet for this rendition of a standard, Almost Like Being in Love. Thank you. That's a trio fronted by pianist Gary Motley. I first heard Gary and his piano playing on the album Black Butterfly from guitarist Russell Malone, released back in 1993. There we heard a track from one of Gary's solo projects, the album Departure, with Craig Shaw on bass and Terrian Gully on drums. We heard Someday, Sunday. Before that, guitarist Steve Watson and a track from his 2018 CD Reflections. Prior to this release, Steve's work had been in more of a contemporary jazz fusion vein. This album marks his first foray into straight-ahead jazz guitar. With Ian Brachita on bass and Rick Dilling on drums, other tracks also featuring Wendy Jones on vocals. But we heard one of the instrumentals, another jazz standard, Tenderly. And speaking of jazz standards, we began the set with Almost Like Being in Love, as played by the Hank Jones Quartet with Donald Byrd on trumpet from 1955. From the album, the Hank Jones Quartet Quintet. We'll begin this set with Vibes player Mike Freeman. He also plays marimba on this release, a track from his album Wiggle Stomp. And on this track, he'll be joined by Bruce Saunders on guitar, Kip Reed on electric bass, Ed Uribe on drums, and Jorge Jimenez on congas. This is Floating. Thank you.
time after time, I tell myself that I'm so lucky to be loving you. So lucky to be the one you run to see in the evening when the day is through. I only know what I know. The passing years may show you've kept my love so young, so new. And time after time, I tell myself that I'm so lucky to be loving. That I'm so lucky to be loving you. So lucky to be the one you run to see in the evening when the day is through. I only know what I know. The passing years may show you've kept my love so young. You and time after time, I tell myself that I'm so lucky to be loving you. You.
That's a quartet fronted by guitarist Garrison Fuell, last name spelled F-E-W-E-L-L. A quartet comprising American and Italian musicians, as this album was recorded for Splash Records, a fine jazz label based in Italy. The album Red Door No. 11, with Garrison Fuell on guitar, the great George Cables on piano, and Italians Attilio Zanchi on bass and Gianni Cazzola on drums. We heard the opening track, Hearing Things. Before that, Australian jazz vocalist Vince Jones, and a track from his album One Day Spent, his international debut. And I remember when this album came out back in the early 90s, he was hailed as Australia's answer to Tony Bennett, and rightfully so, as he is an amazing crooner and a great interpreter of the Great American Songbook. On this album, he's joined by the likes of Dale Barlow on sax, Benny Green on piano, Charnette Moffat on bass, and Carl Allen on drums. We heard Time After Time. And we began the set with Mike Freeman on vibes, Floating, from the album Wiggle Stomp. You are listening to The Jazz Scene, presenting the very best in traditional and contemporary mainstream jazz. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, the email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And please visit our blog and website for much more info about the show, including detailed program playlists and also streaming audio of this and previous episodes. qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. If you want the playlist or audio for this episode, look for the Jazz Scene program number 1813. We're here with the final set of music for this hour, and we'll begin with trumpeter Tom Harrell and a track from his album Visions, released on the Contemporary label back in 1987. And he's joined by various personnel on different tracks on this release. This track will feature Joe Lovano on tenor sax, James Williams piano, Ray Drummond bass, and Adam Nussbaum on drums. It's, once again, the opening track of the release, April Mist. Thank you.
Thank you.
Recorded live in concert on October 9th, 1959 at the Prelude Club in New York City. That's the Red Garland Trio. Red Garland will probably always be best remembered in jazz history as the longtime pianist for the Miles Davis Quintet of the mid and late 1950s. But he had a fine solo career as well. Sadly, his work with Miles will probably always overshadow his solo efforts, but there we heard him leading his own trio, with Jimmy Rouser on bass and Charles Spex Wright on drums. As I said, recorded in October of 1959, we heard Let Me See. That's available as part of a 3-CD box set released on Prestige Original Jazz Classics in the early 2000s, the album Complete at the Prelude. 3 CDs containing the entire concert, 3 live sets of amazing piano, bass, and drums trio jazz, recorded on that fantastic night in the Big Apple in the fall of 59. The Red Garland Trio. Before that, guitarist Kenny Burrell from the mid-70s, that piece recorded in June of 1974 for the album Stormy Monday, with Richard Wyans on piano, John Hurd bass, and Richie Goldberg on drums. Their rendition of The Masquerade Is Over. Actually, the full title of the piece is I'm Afraid, in parenthesis, The Masquerade Is Over. That originally issued as part of the LP Stormy Monday in 1978. Fantasy Records issued Stormy Monday and another LP from the mid-70s, Sky Street, as part of a single CD. The CD titled Stormy Monday Blues from Kenny Burrell. And we began our final set of the hour with Tom Harrell on trumpet and flugelhorn, April Mist, from his 1987 album, Visions. And that does it for this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. Once again, if you want to get in touch, the email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And our blog and website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. Please join me again soon for another hour of the very best in jazz from the past and present. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.